Hey guys, Jing here. 英语文备课终要开杠咯。Get yourself ready for story time. 童话故事时间，接下来的几个礼拜，要和朋友们分享的是美人鱼和小男孩 The Mermaid and the Boy.You might think, 你可能会以为 I'm referring to the recent live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. Live-action remake, 真人版改编电影。You might think I'm referring to the recent live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. 你可能会以为我要聊的是最近刚上映的真人版小美人鱼。不是哦。Disney's movie is based on Hans Christian Andersen's classic fairy tale. 迪士尼的电影是改编自安徒生的经典童话。However, the story I'm going to share with you is The Mermaid and the Boy from the Brown Fairy Book by Andrew Long. 而我要跟你分享的故事《美人鱼和小男孩》是出自 Andrew Long 的 The Brown Fairy Book. Different authors, 不同的作者 Different stories, 不同的故事 Different mermaids, 不同的美人鱼 And the story I'm going to tell you has a happier ending. 而且这个美人鱼的故事有着比较幸福快乐的结局 Settle in, podcasties, the story begins. 故事是这样开始的Long, long ago, 很久很久以前。故事总是发生在很久很久以前，因为我们不知道未来的事情，也不能聊现在的状况，所以每一个故事都是发生在很久很久以前。There lived a king, 有一位国王 who ruled over a country, 他统治着一个国家 by the sea.在海边的。Long, long ago, there lived a king who ruled over a country by the sea. 很久很久以前，有个国王统治着与海洋相邻的国家。When he had been married, 当他结婚的时候 ，about a year, 大约一年的时间 ，some of his subjects, subject, 臣民。特别只是君主国王管辖的人民 ，some of his subjects， 一些国民 ，inhabiting a distant group of islands， inhabit， 居住 ，inhabiting a distant group of islands， 住在遥远的岛屿 ，revolted against his laws， revolt， 造反，反抗 ，revolted。Against his laws, 起来反抗他。When he had been married about a year, some of his subjects inhabiting a distant group of islands revolted against his laws.
在这个国王娶了皇后大约一年之后，一些离岛上的居民居然暴动造反了。
The original story didn't mention it, but here's my guess.
原文没有提到，以下是我猜的。
Maybe the subjects were unhappy with the way the king was governing them.
也许是这些离岛上的居民对国王统治他们的方式不满意。
There could be a number of reasons for the revolt.
造成暴动的原因有很多的可能性
,such as high taxes or unfair treatment.
例如要缴太多税了，或遇到不公平的对待。
Whatever the reason,
不管是什么原因
，the revolt was a sign that the subjects were no longer willing to accept the ruler's authority.
发生暴动造反，表示人民不再愿意接受统治者的权威。哦，这是一个非常贴近政治的故事呢。
It became needful, needful.
必须的 ，for a king， 对国王来说
，to leave his wife，
离开他的妻子
，and go in person，
亲自去
，to settle their disputes，
平息这场叛变。
It became needful for the king to leave his wife and go in person to settle their disputes。
国王不得不离开他的妻子，亲自去平息这场叛变。
The queen feared, 皇后害怕, that some ill will come of the settlement of their disputes,
因为亲自前去平息这场叛变而对国王造成伤害,
and implored him,
恳求他,
to stay at home,
待在家,国王的家就是皇宫咯。
The queen feared that some ill will come of the settlement of their disputes and implored him to stay at home.
皇后担心国王的安危，希望国王能够待在皇宫里。
The original text didn't mention it.
原文里头没有提到。
However, I think.
不过我想 ,the queen might say something like this. 皇后应该是这样说的啦。
My dearest husband.
我最最亲爱的老公
I beg you not to go.
我求你不要去。
I fear that some ill will come of it.
我担心会有什么意外发生。
I know that you are a strong and brave man.
我知道你是一个强壮而且勇敢的人。
But I cannot bear the thought of losing you.
但是一想到可能会失去你我就无法忍受。
These people are angry and rebellious, and I do not trust them.
这些人已经气到暴动造反了，我不相信他们会跟你谈。
And then the king might say something like this.
然后国王可能是这样说的
My dear wife,
我亲爱的妻子。不对哦，国王，你这样子求生意志太薄弱了，再来一次。
My dearest wife,
我最最亲爱的妻子，用最高级，这样就对了。
I understand your fears.
我能够理解你恐惧和担心。
The king looked at his wife.
国王看着他的妻子
，with love in his eyes.
眼神中充满爱意。And he said, 他说
，I know you are worried about me.
我知道你担心我
，but I must.Go,
但我一定要去。国王说他一定要亲自去平定叛乱。
The original text didn't mention it.
原文里面没有提到。
However, I think the queen might say something like this.
不过我想皇后应该是这样说的啦。
Please stay here with me where you're safe.
请和我一起待在安全的地方。I would be heartbroken if anything happened to you. 万一你怎么了，我会心碎的。
They have been oppressed for too long.
他们被压迫太久了。
They're ready to fight for their freedom.
他们已经准备好要争取自己的自由了。
I know that you are a just and fair ruler.
我知道你是一个公平公正的统治者。
But I fear,
但是我担心,
that they will not listen to reason.
他们不讲道理。
They are desperate,
他们很绝望
and they will do anything to achieve their goals.
他们会不惜一切代价实现自己的目标。有点耳熟的说法，但我确定我们现在还是在说故事，不是聊政治。
And then the king might say something like this.
然后国王可能会这样回应皇后。
It's my duty as king to protect my people.
保护我的人民是我身为国王的职责。
I could not abandon them in their time of need.
我不能在他们需要我的时候离弃他们。
Oh, be careful.
我会小心的。
And I will return to you as soon as I can.
我会尽快的回到你的身边。
The king knew that he had to go and put down the rebellion.
国王知道他必须去平定叛乱。
The queen also realized that the king was doing what he had to do.
皇后也了解国王正在做他必须要做的事情。
The next morning,
第二天早上,
the sails were spread,
风帆张开,
and the king started on his voyage.
Voyage, 航程
The king started on his voyage.
国王开始了他的航行。
The next morning, the sails were spread, and the king started on his voyage.
虽然皇后呢希望国王不要亲自面对叛军，但国王认为这是他的责任，于是呢就带兵前往这些叛变的小岛。
The vessel, 国王的船 had not gone very far,
没有走多远。
She ran upon the rock.
船呢用 she 这个女生的代名词来指称。
She ran upon a rock.
船撞上了一块岩石。
Stuck so fast.
Stuck 卡住 ，fast 牢固地
，stuck so fast
紧紧地卡住 ，in a cleft 在裂缝里
，the strength of the whole crew，strength
力量 ，crew 船员也用来指全体的工作人员
，the strength of the whole crew
全体船员的力量
，could not get her off again。
船用 her 来指称，所以 could not get her off again 都无法再把船弄出来。
The vessel had not gone very far when she ran upon the rock and stuck so fast in a cleft that the strength of the whole crew could not get her off again.
国王的船呢才刚出发没有走多远就卡在石头缝里动弹不得。
To make matters worse,
更糟糕的是
the wind was rising too,
风也刮起来了。
It was quite plain,
很显然的
in a few hours,
再过几个小时
the ship would be dashed to pieces,
dash, 撞击撞碎
，the ship would be dashed to pieces.
船会被撞成碎片。
Everybody would be drowned.
Drown 淹死。
Everybody would be drowned.
所有人都会被淹死。
When suddenly,
这时突然间
，the form of a mermaid,
一条美人鱼的身影
，was seen dancing on the waves.
出现在波浪上
which threatened every moment
无时无刻威胁着所有人
to overwhelm them
overwhelm 淹没漫过
to overwhelm them
要淹没他们
To make matters worse the wind was rising too and it was quite plain that in a few hours The ship would be dashed to pieces and everybody would be drowned. When suddenly, the form of a mermaid was seen dancing on the waves which threatened every moment to overwhelm them.
国王的船卡在石头缝里已经够惨了，海面上还出现传说中会操弄海水，掀起波浪的美人鱼。
Wow!The mermaid was bobbing up and down in the water.
Bobbing, 上下晃动，这是指美人鱼有时候在水里，有时候在水面上的游泳姿态。那在前一段呢，作者是用 dancing, 跳舞。那这一段呢，用 bobbing up and down 来指美人鱼的游泳姿态。
The mermaid was bobbing up and down in the water as she spoke to the king.
美人鱼乘着海浪来到国王的面前，她对国王说
There is only one way,
只有一种方法
to free yourselves,
可以救你们自己。
And that is,
那就是
to give me your solemn word.
Solemn, 严肃的。美人鱼要国王认真严肃，不开玩笑。
To give me your solemn word,
向我郑重承诺
You will deliver to me,
你将交给我
The first child that is born to you,
你第一个出生的孩子
The mermaid was bobbing up and down in the water as she spoke to the king. There is only one way to free yourselves, and that is to give me your solemn words that you will deliver to me the first child that is born to you.
美人鱼对国王说，要救你和你船上的人的命，得用你的长子来换。 怎么童话故事里都有一个角色想要抱走别人家的新生儿，而且还是头一胎的新生儿嘞？ The king hesitated. 国王犹豫不决。At this proposal, 对于这个提议。The king hesitated at this proposal. 国王迟疑了，自己的命，儿子的命，真的要把王位继承人送走吗？ He hoped, 他希望 someday, 有一天 he might have children, 他可以有小孩 in his home, 在他家。这是说国王希望自己能够有许多孩子的意思。And the thought, 而这个想法 that he must yield up, 他必须要放弃 the heir to his crown,王位的继承人 was very bitter to him. 他非常的痛苦。He hoped that someday he might have children in his home, and the thought that he must yield up the heir to his crown was very bitter to him. 国王原本希望未来自己能够有许多的孩子，而现在美人鱼要他用王位继承人来换取他和其他船员的安全，这让国王非常的痛苦。But just then, 但是就在这个时候 ,a huge wave, 巨大的海浪 ,broke with great force on the ship's side, 猛烈的冲向船舷 ,and his men, 而国王的手下们 ,fell on their knees, 跪下 ,and entreated him,求他 to save them, 救他们。But just then a huge wave broke with great force on the ship's side, and his men fell on their knees and entreated him to save them. 接着又一个大浪打来，这一次把船舷都破坏了，国王的手下们跪下向国王求救。The original text did not mention it, but I think the king's men might say something like this. 原文里没有提到，不过我想船员们应该是这样说的啦。Save us, your majesty. 陛下救救我们。We beg of you. 我们求你了。Spare us from the wrath of the sea. 救我们远离大海的愤怒吧。We don't want to die. 我们不想死。Please have mercy. 求你怜悯。We have families. 我们有家人。哇哦，这最后一句不能讲吧？你要国王用他的家人换你的家人，这是很烂的协商技巧诶，这可能会让国王一秒翻脸，不救了。对，所以原文当中并没有这一段，船员们没有说 We have families, 这是我乱加的。So the king promised, 于是国王答应了。And this time, 而这一次 a wave lifted the vessel, 海浪把船抬起 clean off the rocks, 完整无缺的离开石头群。And she was in the open sea once more,船又回到了海面上。So the king promised, and this time a wave lifted the vessel clean off the rocks, and she was in the open sea once more. 国王答应美人鱼用长子交换全部人的安全，于是美人鱼操控海浪，让船完整无缺地离开石缝，回到海面上。美人鱼和国王的协议让人感到困惑，怎么会有童话故事的内容是必须要牺牲自己的儿子来保证其他人的生命安全呢？事实上，还蛮多经典童话的情节，用现在的眼光来理解的时候，会引起许多的争议和讨论。家里如果有已经考完试的会考生，可以推荐他们来听英语文备课中，来听听原版一刀未剪的童话故事，绝对比他们小时候听的进化过的版本更精彩咯。好咯，那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里。If you like what you hear, please rate, review, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast tab.感谢订阅收听抖内的朋友 ,Your support means a lot to me.
备课中的网站有文字笔记，可以善用网站的搜寻功能找到你所需要的资料。Be sure to tune into the next episode. 记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。Bye.